93rd. This is 93rd version, or Ross Boys 93, right? Starting September 3rd. And just continuing the last remark from the end of Boys 92, Mark said that the word water is such a globby word because you have to put your tongue up here, way in the back of your mouth, and go, rah, water. So he was remarking on the interesting nature of the of what we call the flap, the dental flap that you use in water. One of the first cases of an actual remark on phonology that I can think of.
Yes, Dr.
Babies and having them adopt them. You know what? The cat could just adopt a baby. He wouldn't have to get married. You know what adopt means? It means getting a baby.
With
buying it?
Yeah. But that can't cat. The cat can just taste it.
Oh. Well, now what's the word again? It means getting a cat or getting a baby?
Adopt.
Oh, adopt.
But girls don't adopt babies. They have babies.
Some girls don't have babies. They adopt babies. That's enough sugar, Mark. Mark, it really is enough. No, no more. Yes, sir.
Asked Ross while we were watching Danger Mouse on television, and it said Penfold. It wrote this, Penfold, BF. And I turned to Ross and I said, what does BF stand for? And he said, oh, I don't know. It probably stands for Blundering Fool. As it turned out, BF stood for Blue Flash. But Penfold is a blundering fool, and it was really quite appropriate.
Now,
who needs to take their address to school?
Nobody.
Nobody? Everybody knows their address?
Is this something you want to know about, Mark?
Mm-hmm. You better put it in your pack. You better put it in your pack, in case you want to know your address.
Guys, which comes first? The
8
or
the 3? 8, 2, 3. Phone number or address?
No.
3, 3.
Okay.
2, 8.
Correct. Okay.
Okay, you got that?
Yeah.
3328 Longwood. Got it down? Okay.
The difference, Ron, if I were you, I would do it this way. For the address, I'd say 3328 Longwood Drive. And for the phone number, I'd go 823-2051.
No.
2051. Well, if you do it that way, your numbers don't get cross mixed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I think that's right. May I have the baby drop, please? And stop staring off into space. Straight to the right. Are you going to eat all that food?
Uh-huh.
You are? You don't look like you're going to.
Oh, Dad.
Oh,
Dad.
He's just tired. Dad. He woke up awful early.
Dad.
Yeah,
how
did
we even sleep?
Didn't get much sleep? Have bad sleep?
Woke up. I was awake almost the whole night.
He didn't sleep very well,
because
Mom.
Because of sweat.
They woke up at 3 in the morning.
Why?
Dad.
Yeah?
Teacher. Yeah,
the teacher doesn't want us to take anything with us when we're gonna our phone number and our birthday. So how will I get to read this thing?
You mean you're not supposed to have paper?
I have to go over to her, not stay on my seat.
Hmm.
Now, what exactly do you have to do, Mark?
Go over to her without anything in our hands.
And do what?
Tell her the address and the birthday, so that means I can't put this over.
Well, you can study it before you go.
Oh, Mark.
I think a real beginning would be
November.
For you to learn how to
write all out
to read it from the paper.
Yeah, you can practice. If you keep that at your desk and keep on using it, you'll take it out of the paper and put it in your head, right?
Yeah. Can you even read it?
Read the whole thing.
You have some bread.
Mm-hmm.
I know how to do it. I keep on saying it in my brain.
Okay, say it in your brain out loud. Say it out loud for us now.
8-2-3-2-0-5-1 8-2-3-0-5-1
I can't do it. I can't. Can somebody give me a glass of milk?
Mark, if you do it 20 times, you'll win.
A smug.
Do it 20 times in a row.
I'll go with you.
8-2 A cup
three,
of milk, yeah. 8-2-3-2-0-5-1
Mark, try to learn the first, the front part.
2-0-5-1
Learn the front first.
8-2-3
And that's it.
What was that again?
8-2-3
Yeah,
do
you know anymore?
2-0-5-1 8-2-3-2-0-5-1 8-2-3-2-0-5-1 8-2-3-2-0-5-1 8-2-3-2-0-5-1 8-2-3-2-0-5-1 8-2-3-2-0-5-1
That means I can kneel it.
Okay, Mark, you do it again. Let's see if you do it.
No.
No, I don't want to hear that music.
Okay.
He hates him so well.
All right, I understand.
The way I usually say that phone number is 8-2-3-2-0-5-1
You know how I usually say it? I was there.
Huh?
I was there.
I?
It's just that when I say it like that, no one can understand me.
You never did say it.
It's a real easy way to say it, but it's not very clear.
We'll let you do it on Monday.
I don't know.
Well,
you ask her.
Is she a nice teacher, Mark?
You've only had 3 days.
She seems pretty nice.
I know.
What do you think? Is she a nice teacher?
I don't know.
Does she yell at the children?
A lot of times.
She does? A lot
she
of times?
She yells a lot.
What does she yell at you for? What are the bad things she does? She has to yell.
Always when we're bad, she yells.
Why are you ever
well,
bad?
Well, if you got, you would tell her, you would always go borderline.
You borderline? You
yeah.
Very borderline?
She always yells.
Oh.
Has
but
she?
Not like the other teacher, right?
Not like Mrs. Brown. Or Miss Puhala.
They really yell at me. They take a stick and they whack the kids. Big sticks and whips. They
well,
whips
Mrs. Gurren was real quiet, wasn't she?
Yeah. About the quietest of... She was the quietest in the first grade.
How did she keep you guys in line?
He sure did.
Particularly William.
You know, she left the room, but he broke dance.
What?
Mm-hmm. He broke dance whenever she left
he,
the room.
He broke dance?
Break dance.
Okay, boys, let's go. In the car.
Mark has three keys. He said, Mom, you know that thread key? That's T-H-R-E-E-D, thread key, which meant third. Anyway, he said something, but he said thread for third.
Mommy, what did you do? You drew a little map there or something? What was that all about, the map thing?
I ate one already.
He was writing something that...
I wrote him a note with my feet.
Oh, Mommy wrote with the feet, and Ross said, I don't find that very embarrassing.
Well, he said, what are you writing? And I said, it's too
embarrassing.
What are you doing? And I said, it's too embarrassing.
Mm-hmm. It is pretty embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing.
I think it is embarrassing, Ross.
And that's it.
Your mother
I don't find that very embarrassing.
No, it's pretty embarrassing when you think about it, the more you think
not
about
for
it.
Me.
No. You've got a nice...
I don't think people should think about it.
About how embarrassing...
It
is, right?
It is embarrassing.
Now, Ross, you were telling me about how people figured out what it means to be a fool in his money.
What?
A fool in his money, a soon party.
Some stupid guy that goes up buying the whole stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care what it is, just spends, loses money very, very quick.
Mm-hmm.
Or some guy, like a bum, tricks him mm-hmm. or something.
Right. How would he trick him?
Like saying, today it's near Christmas, give me some money, mm-hmm. man.
Right. Or if you say, my name's Santa Claus, will you give me some money so I can give it to the poor little kid?
Yeah.
And then he takes the money and uses it for himself.
Yeah.
Jiffin. It's called Jiffin. Remember when you said, he said, Ross, I know what, Ross says, I know what that stands for. Right?
What do you mean?
When he said, me say, I know what it means, I know what it stands for. Is that the same thing when you say something means something, it means stands for something?
Mom.
Yeah. Dad,
give me some
milk. You got milk or what? You haven't told us what you want.
Give me some milk.
Give me some milk.
Well, I thought it was good to have. Shocking. Who cares? I can have as many as I want. I'm trying to make it fair. Dad, does he have to make it fair that for the amount of cookies he eats?
Well, it should be sort of fair. Here, I'll tear it up. Mark, come here.
He had one, so I get one, and he had two, so I get two.
Mark.
That's stupid.
Mark,
I'm so confused. You have no right to take those away from me.
Be quiet.
Okay, Mark, do something you can do. You want all of them?
It better be the same amount.
Okay, Mark, you've got to eat them all.
Eat them all.
Nicely.
You really want to eat all of them, Mark?
Why nicely?
Stop.
Because I'm going to make, if you say all of them, then I'm going to make you eat them all.
Two more and you get two more.
Did
you
get
both
four?
Get two more. I promise my other colleagues.
Okay.
And I get two.
Okay, who wants more? Who wants more cookies?
One or two.
One more? How many more do you want? You're going to have to eat all of them. You can't, if you leave any, you get a spanking. You want more?
I know, because they're good.
You want more? You want more, Mark?
No.
Smart. Okay, now was there any shortage of cookies?
Wait, it's not fair, so I have one more.
One more? You're going to have to eat
them. No, I don't want.
Smart boy, because if you end up with more cookies than your tummy can fit, then you'll be in miserable shape, like Ross is going to be in miserable. No, it's too late. You said you wanted that cookie. You're going to have to eat every cookie in front of you, because you were Mr. Greedy.
You're going to be so miserable.
You're going to be miserable tonight. You're going to be tossing and turning back and forth.
You know what you're going to get?
You're going to go kick your head.
Say, brother,
or
please
you're gonna get
eat this
fever.
For me. Say, brother, please eat.
Cookie fever.
Break?
Don't break it, Russ. Don't you dare break it.
Break? Help!
Start eating.
Help!
I hope you like cookies, because you better start eating now. Eat, Russ.
I love cookies. Good, then you help me.
Well, he's got enough of his own to eat. He's got three of his own. You greedy little boys. Come on, eat your cookies. You were fighting over them, now you can eat them.
The one with the nuts on my chips.
That's for you. Okay. Wasn't it stupid to fight?
Yeah, but Mark's been doing this sort of thing all the time. He's been saying, hey, make cookies if you have.
Okay,
I want to make it bigger.
No, Mark. You're going to eat them all then, right?
What?
You're going to eat all your cookies, right?
You're only making it fair. There were so many cookies.
There's five more cookies. There's six more cookies. So what's the big fight about, Mark? You were the one that was causing problems.
I was having a good old time until you came and said, how many cookies have you had? I want to make it fair.
Come on.
Don't have to make a big deal about it.
Okay, now let's forget the whole thing now, okay? Now that our lesson has been learned.
That's what they're for.
What?
Shh, Ross, forget the whole thing. Now, let me ask you boys a question. How was the swimming today? Pretty fun? Mommy says you were really lovely little children today.
We had a good time.
Yeah, we did.
Were you really good to your mom?
Yeah.
Were we?
I think maybe you've been better. Sometimes.
You worked hard.
You worked hard. Mom,
Dad,
twisted your little neck.
She gave me this little game.
That's
first
true.
First one little game.
Work hard.
I ate. Then, last game.
Mark got bloody nose.
And the last game of Mommy's, the thing of Mommy's deal was going in the floor, and that's how I got my bleeding nose.
Bleeding nose. Did you know that how fast his nose bleeds, right?
Mm-hmm.
It also stops bleeding really fast.
I know.
I found out that...
And this one was he hit it on...
Oh,
it was
a pool all red?
It wasn't my nose.
It was your nose, wasn't your lip.
It was my lip.
Mm-mm.
No, up here, right here. Dude! If you want some, I'll get your own cup.
I'm sorry. That thing's on, did you know that?
It's alright. I thought I'd record a family argument.
Dad!
As if there's never been any.
If you guys chose to
Dad.
Class, I'll tell them
Dad.
About all you
Dad.
Do about my milk if you keep
Dad.
If you keep doing that. I'll tell
Dad.
Them all
Dad.
About it.
Dad!
Dad!
Man!
Go eat the cookie. Go eat the cookie. Good boy.
Good boy,
Matthew. You got a lot of cookies, Mark. You got a lot to finish. Come on, eat them up. Stuff that
eat
tummy.
Eat them up, yum.
Stuff that tummy. Stuff that
fish
tummy.
Fish and fish and volley, fish and fish and fish and eat them up, yum. They don't play baseball. They don't wear sweaters. They don't good dancers, they don't play drums. Fish heads, boy, boys, fish heads, yum, up, yum.
Yuck!
The fish heads. Or there's this other one.
Fish heads,
spell them out, yuck. Mm-hmm.
Who
made
that?
They don't say, spit them out. I made up that one.
You made up that one?
Mm-hmm. Spit them out. Yuck.
Yeah. Spit them out, too. That time? No, you have to eat that.
If you
have to finish all your cookies.
Make me eat this, then I'll tell all my friends how I'll tell you. mine.
Both of them are yours?
It's pineapple's mine, green's mine.
Pineapple's mine. Pineapple's mine.
Here, come on,
Rosie,
let's go.
Pineapple's mine.
Okay, you guys want to go upstairs?
Mine.
Marky, you want to go upstairs?
Marky hasn't eaten his last cookie.
Okay, Marky, if you don't eat this last cookie, you get a spanking. Okay, I'll let me help you.
One. Bye-bye, buddy. He's helping me.
I'll go for... Oh! That is it. I'm telling. You see, my dad doesn't know how to get a cup of his own, so he has to go and drink out of my cup.
You told on me.
Yeah.
That's
Robin.
What children? Shall we go to bed for children?
Not for us, the little not have for milk. Not until my time. And then I have to drink back. I have to drink out of it once he's drinking out of it.
Raunchy.
Rokes me out.
Where's my milk?
Coming up for us.
No, I mean my water.
Coming up for us.
No, I want not milk.
No, I want air.
Where's that cat?
Here I am.
She's out
front. No cat.
She's out stomping.
You just fat.
She's out stomping.
Milk face.
Yeah, upstairs, everybody.
He's a rag.
Now count till the, I'm going to count to 13.
A rag.
One. Two.
Now it's the house of rottenness.
Marty said, for a minute I thought this was a house of joy. Now it's a house of rottenness. Why did you think it was a house of joy?
Because I like this house.
You did?
And now it's rotten.
What happened when it was, how did it get rotten?
Because of you took over it.
What? What happened? What do you mean?
But you never read my book.
Yeah.
I'll tell it in there.
Okay, I won't read your book.
Alright. Dad's the worst person in the world. I hate him. I'll kill him to little baby bits.
He will not. He'll eat those words, I hope you know.
Marky, you're going to eat those words.
Yeah, we'll put them on a hot dog. We'll mark them on a hot dog and make you eat them.
Yeah, we'll mark them on a hot dog. Mark them and make Mark
eat. Yeah, but once I'm sick and I barf out stuff, I'll barf out the words.
What does it mean? Hey, Marky.
So we'll mark your Cheerios.
What does it mean to make you eat your words?
I know.
What does it mean?
I know what it means.
What does it mean, Russ?
When you say something that you think is true, but it's not about somebody else or something, and if you're wrong in the last place, then you have to, then you, it's like you have, you're wrong.
That, and then what? And then in the end, well, how do you feel about it?
I feel like you have to gulp your words back down.
You wish you hadn't said them.
Yeah.
Yeah. You regret
Dad,
it.
Dad.
Yeah.
Yes,
Mr. Nightcrawler.
If
you... Let me read Nightcrawler.
If you read that, I won't...
I'll read one page.
I won't at show and tell. No. If I... If you don't read the whole thing, then I'll take that to show and tell at school and record it, and you'll hear what you said, what I said. So.
Okay, ready? Okay.
Okay.
I'm gonna read you the card. Mark is not bad. About heading off to Sleepy Byland.
That's what it means.
What does big stuff mean, Mark?
It means you want. You want that,
that really
big is. Stuff. You want that root from yourself. You're just a root. That's what it means. That's what big stuff means. So don't say to yourself that you're big stuff. Don't say that to yourself. Because That's what it means.